We are thinking about not wasting food. That is incredibly important at this time, at any time, but I think even now more than ever. So just to try and help us with a few ideas now, dietitian Priya Chu is somebody you may have seen on BBC TV shows like Eat Well for Less, Honest Supermarket. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being with us. How are you finding lockdown?
So we're in day 9 of self-isolation after a child with a temperature.
Right.
And it's not as bad as I was expecting, you know. We're doing okay.
Good,
I'm a single mum to 3 children, so it's quite a lot of juggling going on, but we're doing quite well.
It's a huge amount of juggling going on. You need a badge for that, my word. I guess food obviously playing an important role in your house, and perhaps maybe with being creative and the games for the kids. Is there a lot of food making going on?
Yes, there's a lot of food making going on. And to be honest, that's also part of my stress release. I love being in the kitchen. So I actually really like the challenge. I'm one of these odd people who, if you were to put me on Ready, Steady, Cook, it would really excite me. I'm like, oh, what can I make? What can I make? What's going slightly bad in the fridge that needs using up today? So I like the creativity.
What are the top tips? We know, you know, essential shops, try and limit going to the supermarket. But when you do, you know, if you can, load up your trolley, get as much as you can. What should we be doing with all of this, and how should we be eating over this time?
I would say before you go to the shop, write a list. So meal plan what you're hoping you're going to make, and then you want to buy what's on your list, rather than having one of those panic supermarket sweep type experiences where you're just picking random items up and then you get home and can't make much with them. And then if you've got a meal plan, so in our kitchen on the calendar, I've got the meal plan written out for the next week. Then you can start to plan out, if I've got leftovers of this dish, so if I've made a bean chili, for example, right, I can use the leftovers and put those maybe on top of a pizza, or I'm going to freeze those and I'm going to get those out and use them in another dish like a casserole later on. So it's all in the preparation and the planning.
And I guess it's eking out ingredients as well, isn't it? I mean, I feel like everybody in the world at the moment, for some reason, is making banana bread.
Yes, that's true. I think it's also about knowing what you can do with those ingredients. So can you freeze them? You know, what other things can you make with them? So bananas are a great one because you can obviously bake with them. You can chop them up and freeze them and then use them to make banana ice cream. Ooh. There's just so many ways to use things.
I'm liking the sound of banana ice cream. I mean, freezers are coming into play more than ever now, aren't they?
Yeah, mine's completely rammed, I must admit. And I think, you know, we mustn't underestimate how good things like frozen veg can be. It's been something that some people have turned their noses up for a while now, tinned and frozen food, but they are just so handy. And it means you can just take out what you need. It's always there and it's easy to store it and will last for a long time as well.
And you can still get the nutrition from it.
Yes, well, in actual fact, with frozen vegetables, it's picked and frozen straight away rather than being transported lots of miles and then kept on a shelf. So you could say it's got more nutrition in it than buying the fresh.
There you go. I mean, I'll be honest, I do have a lot of fresh fruit and veg. Veg in particular, I'm thinking I could probably survive not going to the shops for 2 weeks, but I don't know if my veg can. Do you think we throw out our fresh food too soon almost?
I think with some things we do, we don't think about how we can repurpose it. So I had some nectarines that I probably shouldn't have bought because it's not quite the right season. And so they weren't that tasty. So what I did with those is I chopped them up. I put them in a pan with some frozen fruit and I've made it into a fruit compote, which then my children have had with yogurt. So nothing got wasted. It's all still been eaten. And it's the same with our vegetables. So are you using the end of your broccoli stalk? So if you peel off the slightly knobbly bits, you can chop that, put it in a stir fry or in a casserole, and then you've used the whole of the vegetable. So I think we can be too quick to just throw things out because they look like they're slightly past their best, but you can cut the bad bits out of a vegetable and use the rest of it. So it's really trying not to waste things.
Yeah. Now, this corn on the cob that I had the other day, quite past its best. It sort of had some like white bobbly bits on it. I mean, I just boiled it for 6 minutes and shoved it in the oven for 15. I'm still here living to tell the tale. But this brings in that whole past its sell-by date. Actually, you know, how strict should we be with it and how careful should we be with things? I don't want anybody being ill.
No, we don't want anyone being ill. And there is a risk of food poisoning, obviously, with some food. So if you're using fresh meat, you want to be really careful with that as an obvious one. Chicken. But I think with fruit and vegetables, you can tell when they don't taste very nice, and it's not going to make you that ill if you were to eat a slightly gone past its best corn on the cob. You're going to tell by the taste. So, you know, smell things, touch things, have a taste, and then you can judge. And if it really is not good, then don't eat it.
Don't eat it. Well, it was
but
all
that's
right.
That's where... You know, if you can look at things in advance, so every day look through your fruit and vegetables and then pick out the ones that look like they're on their way and use those first.
Of course, yeah. Well, as I say, I mean, I had a kilo of butter with it, so we were fine. Priya, it's lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much. And all the best as this continues.